Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Texas tornadoes.
Power will be the biggest issue over the next 24 hours.
Washington State attack.
They were just sitting there getting food and started shooting these people.
Mike Pence's classified documents.
It's going to encourage people to say, well, they all do it.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Terrifying weather in the South. At least 14 tornadoes reported yesterday along the Gulf Coast. One of them east of Houston caused extensive damage.
It was really windy. You could hear the wind, but I did walk out while it had just passed. And this is the whiteout rain they're talking about.
CBS's Janet Shamlian has more on the aftermath.
That is the sound of chainsaws and power tools here in the community of Deer Park, Texas. I'm standing in a strip center with a Little Caesars Pizza, UPS store, Kolache store. All of them have the windows broken, debris all over the parking lot. The owners now looking and assessing the damage.
Power is out to tens of thousands. Parts of Georgia, Florida, and the Carolinas could get severe weather today. Now to Yakima, Washington, where people at a convenience store came under attack.
There was no interaction between him and the people. Literally, as he was opening the door, he started shooting.
Police Chief Matthew Murray says three people were killed.
The suspect had borrowed a woman's phone. He then called his mother, and he made several incriminating statements, including, "I killed those people."
He says the 21-year-old man shot and killed himself as officers closed in on him. In Monterey Park, California, where 11 people were killed in a dance studio shooting last weekend, a vigil for the victims.
We're saddened that this something like this happened. We're here because we want the community to come together and mourn together.
Authorities in Half Moon Bay, California, say the 66-year-old man accused of shooting up two farms and killing seven people used to work at one of them. And court documents indicate he allegedly threatened and assaulted a co-worker a decade ago. California Governor Gavin Newsom went there to meet with some of the workers and criticized a top Republican.
I'm still waiting for Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the House of Representatives, who purports to represent the people of the state of California. We haven't heard one damn word from him. Not since Monterey Park, not what happened here, not one word, nothing.
House Speaker McCarthy says he will block Democrats Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell of California from serving on the House Intelligence Committee. He insists it's not political payback for earlier Democratic action against two Republicans, but because, quote, integrity matters and they have failed in that place. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe has more on the latest sensitive document discovery, materials marked classified at the Indiana home of former Vice President Mike Pence.
Lawyers for Pence say they searched his home last week out of an abundance of caution following reports about documents found at President Biden's Delaware home. They discovered a number of documents with classified markings and put them in a safe until FBI agents came to collect them.
I think we find that they're rushing.
Larry Pfeiffer is a former White House national security official. He thinks the typical chaos at the end of a presidency may have played a role.
They're not going through every page of every document.
Representatives for former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton tell CBS News that all documents, classified and unclassified, were handed over to the National Archives when they left office. But Pfeiffer says the former commanders-in-chief and their top deputies might want to check again.
If I was a former president or former vice president, I'd be having teams scouring every nook and cranny.
The United States has just announced that about 30 M1 Abrams tanks will be sent to Ukraine. After holding out, Germany now says it will send some of its new tanks. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Western tanks have long been at the top of Kyiv's wish list. an armored fist to punch through Russian lines and retake territory. For Ukrainians fighting on the freezing front lines, they can't come soon enough. Their armor is no match for Russian tanks, says Bogdan of the 24th Mechanized Brigade.
It's very good for us. It's helped us for victory.
And on the bloody battlefields of Bakhmut, frustration from soldiers like Andriy of the Rapid Reaction Brigade.
We need weapons today because after tomorrow, this city can be destroyed already.
Two earthquakes followed by aftershocks rattled parts of Southern California overnight. The strongest, a magnitude 4.2, shook the Malibu area. No word on any major damage or injuries.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Google's parent company says a new suit by the Justice Department and eight states doubles down on a flawed argument that would slow innovation, raise fees, and make it harder for small businesses to grow. Attorney General Merrick Garland alleges Google has a monopoly with a stranglehold on online advertising.
Monopolies threaten the free and fair markets upon which our economy is based. They stifle innovation. They hurt producers and workers, and they increase costs for consumers.
Now to Peru, where yesterday saw some of the largest and most violent protests in the capital, Lima, since unrest in that country began after the ouster of the president. Crowds are now calling for the new president to step down and for new elections. Pope Francis has spoken out against laws that criminalize homosexuality.
Ser homosexual no es un delito.
In an interview with the Associated Press, he called them unjust, and he urged Catholic bishops who support those laws to welcome LGBTQ people into the church. Philadelphia Magazine says because of a lifeguard shortage, that city's prepared to hire job candidates who don't know how to swim. Lessons will be provided, signing bonuses and a pay boost are promised in a bid to fill openings. A man who spent a lot of time in Philadelphia is headed for baseball's Hall of Fame. Third baseman Scott Rolen, a standout for the Phillies, Cardinals, Blue Jays, and Reds, gets in with five votes to spare. He was on the MLB Network.
Trying to do the best you can and play for your team and play the game as best you can, and there's such a long road. I never thought that a Hall of Fame was going to be the answer.
Scott Rolen played 17 seasons, finished with a .281 batting average, 316 home runs, and 1,287 RBI. He was an eight-time Gold Glove winner at third base.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
From the world of music, a breakup.
After nearly 20 years, the band Panic at the Disco says it's ending its run. Frontman Brendan Urie's high hopes are now with his wife as they are about to welcome their first child. He says he wants to put his focus and energy on his family.
Hey, look, Ma, I'm
the group was formed in 2004 by Urie and his childhood friends, and they've gone on to have a host of hits.
I sign in with the heavens, people.
Their final tour begins next month.
Damn tour.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
First ladies usually donate their inaugural ball gowns to the Smithsonian Institution, but because of COVID, there were no balls to celebrate the Biden inaugural. So Jill Biden is donating two ensembles instead that she wore on that day, a blue tweed dress and matching coat, and an ivory silk wool dress and cashmere coat. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.